kind of knew I was.
Hey folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Mesota. Kristen Lyerly in OBGYN is on the Fox River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstead of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy?
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstead.
Oh, and I'm Kristen Lyerly.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, welcoming Kristen to the wild world of scripted shows, where we introduce ourselves. On the show this week.
By the way, Pat, we haven't introduced Kristen as our new host. We got to do that. Are we doing that later in the show?
I guess she did pass the audition, didn't she? All right.
So Sarah Yacoub announced a couple weeks ago that she was running for assembly, and so she needs to be on she needs to run her campaign. And so Kristen Lyers has been on our show a number of times already as a guest, and she was so like just knowledgeable, and we actually didn't have anybody on the eastern side of the northern part of Wisconsin, so it made perfect sense to recruit her to be on the show. So welcome, Kristen. You're an official host now.
I'm so excited, and I'll remember that there's a script and I can't just talk anytime that I want to.
Now, I'm trying to think what you get for this. I mean, there's not even a merit badge involved, but we'll try to come up with something here.
I get to represent the folks from the eastern side of the state, which is where I'm from and where I live now. So it's great to bring this part of the state up north.
Yeah. All right. Well, on the show this week, what's it going to take to keep our kids safe in school? We've got a guest about that coming up. Also, we talked to the former Brown County Republican chair about how Ron Johnson told him he knew Joe Biden had won, even as he continues to sow doubts about the 2020 election. And as Ron Johnson and congressional Republicans killed the Restaurant Revitalization Fund, it reminds us all of why Kirk started his super PAC in the first place. But first, in the short time before our break, we have breaking news. Not just any breaking news, but news that threatens to blow the barn doors off Wisconsin elections. And the only person who can save us from it all, and I cannot believe I'm saying this, is Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly. So, look, I'll try to make this quick. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is made up of equal number Democrats and Republicans. The chair's position switches parties every 2 years. And today, Wednesday, Democrat Ann Jacobs was supposed to turn the gavel over to one of the two Republican members. One of them is Bob Spindell, who's one of the fake Trump electors. Kirk, one of your buddies. And of course, a renowned conspiracy theorist at this point. The other, Dean Knutson, has previously served as chair. And since anyone running has to get at least one Democratic vote, it seemed there was no way the conspiracy theorist Spindell would be chosen. But as today's meeting got going of the Elections Commission, Knutson, the one who isn't a conspiracy theorist, resigned. He basically got sick of being called a rhino for acknowledging that Trump lost fair and square. Spindell, as you can imagine, said since he's the only other possible candidate, elect him. But instead, everyone on the commission except him voted, hell no, we'll wait and see who takes Knutson's place. Who will that be? That depends on Robin Voss, who's also being called a rhino for not kissing Trump's butt hard enough. So will Voss go the Liz Cheney route and appoint someone who will act in good faith and likely chair the Elections Commission? Or will it all be thrown into chaos by appointing another conspiracy theorist, ensuring that person or Spindell can grind the Election Commission's bipartisan oversight to a halt? What the hell, you guys?
It's already chaos. I mean, let's be clear about this because it's really important. There were 10 people who brought our votes from Wisconsin to Washington, D.C. to say that we voted for Joe Biden. And there were 10 other people who lied and tried to bring Donald Trump's name to Wisconsin. They lied. And this is one of those people who tried to overthrow the will of the people of Wisconsin. And he's going to be in charge of elections? Kirk,
yeah.
Talk to me.
That's not going to happen. But I don't. Voss has shown that he's got no spine. Time and time again, we can't trust that. So I feel like the Wisconsin Elections Commission will get worse as a result of this resignation, and I'm not happy about it.
So stay tuned for more on this one. Anyway, when we come back, we'll talk to someone in the Green Bay area who works on school safety and security, the people we have to rely on more than ever now to keep our kids safe. You're up north.